This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back. I'm Dr. Dahlia. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, medicine is a blood sport. Woo-wee! Woo! It's a blood sport, and it is getting bloody. Do you remember a couple days ago, a Harvard professor claimed that coconut oil is poison and that we shouldn't be eating coconut oil because it's saturated fat and can be clogging our arteries and it's bad? Well, that was from Professor Karin Michaels, also at the Tumor Research Center at the University of Freiburg in Germany, made this controversial statement last month. She described the oil as one of the worst foods you could eat and even said lard was healthier. Well, Dr. Asim Malhotra, an avid supporter of saturated fats and founder of the campaign group Action on Sugar, said her comments were bringing the prestigious Harvard University into disrepute. Ooh, man, that's vicious. Ooh. Cat fight. Well, no, Dr. Asim's a man, but that's okay. This is a scathing video that was recorded for Mail Online. The NHS cardiologist who used to work at Finley Park Hospital called on her to apologize for her, quote, entirely false claim and to retract it. Oh, it is on. Man, Dr. Malhotra said last week, Professor Karin Michaels of Harvard made international headlines with a claim that coconut oil is pure poison. Having reviewed the totality of the evidence, I can tell you categorically that this claim is entirely false. I would say it's unscientific nonsense. So now he is calling on her. He goes, I call on Professor Michaels as a matter of urgency to publicly retract her comments and make an apology. And get this, there's a threat. Dr. Malhotra added, if she didn't, oh no, she didn't, if she didn't, she would risk sending the reputation of Harvard, a great institution, into disrepute. Am I pronouncing that right? Disrepute? Disrepute. Disrepute. This is why I didn't go to Harvard. Wow. I don't know what disrepute means. Or disrepute, but man, if she doesn't apologize, Harvard is going into disrepute. I don't know what that is. Like a hibernation? I don't know. I guess it means Harvard will then lose its prestigious name. No, it won't. Please. Look at all the drama. So you guys think us doctors and scientists are boring, all fuddy-duddy-ish and geeks and nerds? Oh, no, no, no. It is on. So, Professor Michaels, I don't think we've heard her yet. She's probably like, Like, don't even go there. Professor Michaels made a statement in a 50-minute talk in Germany last month. And I kind of agree that I'm a little nervous about imbibing a oil that is liquid at one temperature, solid another. I do get, it's a very greasy oil, and I do get nervous. I stopped doing it a year ago because I just didn't want to clog my arteries. I just instinctively didn't want to do it. So if she's saying it's not the healthiest thing, I'm not that blown away. I'll buy it. That's fine. Who cares? Sprinkle coconuts on your snow. What are those little snowball chocolate things with coconut? That I'm fine with. So anyway, she told the audience that coconut oil is pure poison. It's one of the worst foods you could eat. And this video amassed 1.4 million hits since it was published on July 10th. Okay, you see, she says something, and it goes viral. I say something, and you know, I mean, nobody cares. I've been talking about vaping and CTE. I've been talking about this stuff for years. Nobody listens. Sales of coconut oil has risen sixfold in the space of a decade in the U.S. And the American Heart Association has said, you might want to avoid coconut oil because of its saturated fat content. Coconut oil comes from the flesh of a coconut. Okay, stop for a second here. Okay, this is what the vegans and the vegetarians do. And you're not going to like what I have to say. I respect you for being vegan and vegetarian. But do not try to make a vegetable or a fruit sound like meat. Okay? I'm fine with you guys not wanting to eat meat. More for me. I'm in awe of you. But when I start to hear they talk about the flesh of a coconut, yes, it did come from the vegans. It did. Who else would call coconut flesh? It's somebody who doesn't get to eat meat, who is fantasizing about the fruit or vegetable they're eating. You know, well, what are you eating? Oh, are you still hungry, Barry? Oh, no. I am carnivorously digging into the flesh of this avocado. I'm like, please, really, please, calling it flesh. It's an avocado. Come on. Flesh is meat. Flesh and bones. That ticks me off. The flesh of a coconut. And you know why that ticks me off? Because when I hear the word flesh, I'm already salivating, getting ready for meat. And then, after you diphthong or you dangle your participle with a vegetable at the end, I'm like, oh, heck no, no. So I have a problem with that. All right, so now Dr. Malhotra claims saturated fat does not necessarily increase risk of heart disease. He argues that cutting saturated fat from diets has led to be replaced with sugar and carbohydrates, and that's fueling obesity. Now, he's got a point, too. He's got a point. Because a lot of people are eating fat-free, so they'll go to the carbs. And as we've seen, carbs can be the killer. So this is pretty bloody. Dr. Malhotra, I think, I'm not sure where he's from. Yeah. So he claims his coconut oil has been backed by a fellow cardiologist. Oh, well, see, he's done studies. So if he's done studies, now, no wonder he's all mad. All right, well, this is what happens when you tick off a scientist. They're going to call you out. I'd like to see what she does. I think she's got some cojones on her, and I think she's gonna fight back. 1-877-DOCTOR, go ahead. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it, others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I also want to thank, we have at least 40 states and rising who have declared state blood donation days for September 5th, and it is so heartwarming to see all these states and governors. I have to just take a second to say they put politics aside, and seeing governors not care whether they're right or left in New Jersey, in Louisiana, in Alabama, Mississippi, Hawaii, all these governors united. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, more to come. These states are grouping together. I think we'll have all 50 proclaimed state blood donation days this next week. Arizona proclaimed September 3rd to the 10th Arizona Blood Donation Week. Oklahoma proclaimed the whole entire month of September Oklahoma Blood Donation Month. Alaska proclaimed the month of July Alaska Blood Donation Month. And we are seeing governors unite, states unite to help get our blood bank stocked. And, you know, you guys luckily have been, you know, saving lives as often as you can trying to donate blood or host a drive. And I can't thank you enough. Please send a word out to your governor thanking him. Send a word out to your local blood bank, whether it's the American Red Cross, United Blood Services, One Blood, Community Blood Centers, Michigan Blood, Hawaii Blood Center, Blood Bank of Delmarva, wherever you guys are. Give them a shout-out and thank them for the work, because when, God forbid, you need blood, they're the ones that are making sure it's going to be there on the shelf for you. So National Blood Donation Week starts, goes from the 3rd to the 10th, and National Blood Donation Day is September 5th. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is a little shocking. We're August, September, right? We're ending the summer. And a Florida pastor's wife has already died from the flu. 46-year-old mother of three died earlier this week after suffering from complications of the flu and pneumonia. And usually if you die of the flu, you're dying from pneumonia. Nicole Arnold, whose pastor husband, Scott, asked Facebook friends for prayers on Sunday. She was apparently complaining about feeling feverish. She was taking care of other family members who had fallen ill before her. So, she had written on August 23rd, "Flu, I hate you. Can anyone say school is back in session? Bring on the germs." And so just a week ago, she, you know, had emojis and all that. She was talking about being sick. She confirmed in a follow-up comment that the illness had acted in a domino effect around their house, affecting their three girls who had just started their senior, freshman, and second grade school years. She said, "Every day this week, I visit a pediatrician with one kid or the other. They do a double take and say, 'Weren't you just here yesterday? It was a joke by today.'" She was writing all this on her social media. By Sunday, unfortunately, Arnold's condition had worsened. She was taken to the hospital. Her husband, a pastor at Journey Church of Jupiter, posted that she was diagnosed with type A flu and pneumonia. As we know, type A and type B viruses of the flu are what we try to protect against with our flu shot. Type A is usually huge when it comes to epidemics. And they're very nasty, both. And the flu vaccine can help protect against influenza A and some Bs. So they admitted her to the hospital, and then, unfortunately, she didn't leave. She was moved to the intensive care unit. This pneumonia worsened. And it's, it just makes you stop and go, well, wait a second here, okay? You know, this could happen to any one of us. Flu, I think, is getting nastier and meaner, and no one's talking about this, but I think pneumonia is getting nastier and meaner. Now, when we saw a lot of these flu-related deaths this last flu season, the majority of them were from pneumonia. You know, and kids were dying from pneumonia, and the kids get vaccinated against pneumonia as kids, as infants. We give them the Prevnar. We give them the Haemophilus influenza vaccine. We give vaccines that should be protecting them. Doesn't matter. There's tons of different types of pneumonias. A pneumonia just means an infection in the lung. But the most common type of bacterial pathogens these kids are vaccinated against. We vaccinate older individuals as well. Maybe these bacteria are getting meaner and nastier and trickier. Maybe it's not the flu, but it's the pneumonia. And I'm afraid if we see another flu season like we did last year, we're going to ignore it, saying, oh, well, it's, you know, a bad vaccine, and all the news articles are going to be about the vaccine. And you're like, well, wait a second here. You know, maybe we're vaccinated against the wrong thing. Maybe we need to be upping our pneumonia vaccines with flu. Now, the nasal vaccine has made a comeback. Remember the nasal spray flu vaccine was not recommended by the CDC? Well, now the CDC is recommending that you can't use the nasal spray because now it's more effective than it was in previous years. So the CDC is recommending us get the flu shot by the end of October. And if you don't like needles, you could get the nasal spray. The problem is you cannot give the nasal spray to an infant. I believe they have to be at least 2 years old. And you can't give the nasal spray to a pregnant person. Why? What's the difference? Well, the flu shot is a killed portion of the virus. So it is not supposed to make you sick or infected. The nasal spray is a live attenuated version, meaning it's a weakened version of the virus. So we don't want to give that to someone who's pregnant. We don't want to give it to an infant. So the nasal spray is only recommended if you're between the ages of 2 and 49. But that's all it was tested on. From what I'm seeing, we're already hearing that many places are stocking with flu shots. Many places are already starting to vaccinate. And so we're going to be later talking about this year's flu vaccine and what we anticipate it to be. I'm almost wondering, and I wrote this last year, if maybe we should shut up about how effective the vaccine is when we don't even know. I mean, do we really know how effective it's going to be this year? If a lot of the deaths are pneumonia-related, and here we are, well, it's only 18% effective or 30% effective. How do we know before the flu season starts? So what happened is we had a person who died last year, and she said, well, I didn't get the flu shot because they said it wasn't effective. Well, it was effective. Even 10% of the time, 15% of the time, that's still better than not getting it. And so I think in the media, we make such a big deal about, you know, the vaccine effectiveness because it's a nice, big, juicy story. And then people say, well, then I'm not going to get it. And a good year, a real good year for flu vaccine effectiveness is in the 60% range. So right now, they're recommending for the flu season, anybody over the age of 6 months gets a flu vaccine. The nasal spray is only for people that are over 2. You cannot give it to adults over 50, pregnant women, people who've had allergic reaction, people with weakened immune systems, people taking antiviral drugs, people who have Guillain-Barré after a previous dose of influenza, recent Guillain-Barré, if you're currently sick, if you have current asthma. So we do not have the new numbers on how effective they think it's going to be. You see the CDC trying to talk about it, but we just don't have that yet. They say, how effective is the nasal spray? Well, they say the nasal spray is better. Before, it was kind of crappy. But for the 2018-2019 season, the manufacturer of the LAIV-4 has included a new H1N1 vaccine component. Now, H1N1 was swine flu. Some data suggests that this will result in improved effectiveness of LAIV-4 against the H1N1. But no published effectiveness estimates for this vaccine component. So usually your flu vaccine is going to cover your H1N1. It's going to cover an H3N2. And the H3N2 is what really hit us hard. So it'll cover a B, and sometimes we have a quadrivalent, it'll cover even a fourth. So as soon as we get that information, we're going to share with you the nasal spray is going to have all four. It's going to be a quadrivalent. Influenza A, H3N2, H1N1, and two influenza Bs. All right, 1-877-DOC-KELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. An emotional tribute when Meghan McCain spoke at her father, Senator John McCain's funeral at Washington National Cathedral this morning.
We gather here to mourn the passing of American greatness. The real thing, not cheap rhetoric from men who will never come near the sacrifice he gave so willingly.
Her brother Jimmy also spoke, reading his father's favorite poem at the funeral in the National Cathedral. The poem, Requiem, by Robert Louis Stevenson, was one that McCain reportedly read at his own father's funeral. A lighthearted moment when former Senator Joseph Lieberman spoke at the senator's funeral.
John loved to laugh and make others laugh. When he found a joke that people liked, he told it over and over and over again.
On the way to the National Cathedral, the motorcade made a brief stop at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, where his wife Cindy laid a wreath. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right. Maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. People are tuning in 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there is a little cluster of HIV cases in North Seattle, and so this is prompting officials to be concerned of an outbreak. They say drug use may be behind this cluster of HIV diagnoses in North Seattle. 8 new infections, all diagnosed since February, involve individuals described to be heterosexuals, drug users, and recently homeless. Officials told the news outlet the recent diagnoses were particularly concerning because they involved homeless individuals and they may not have access to health care or condoms or other means to not shed the virus. More than 70 million people have been infected with the HIV virus and about 35 million have died since the beginning of the epidemic. So, 461 cases have been diagnosed statewide in Washington since 2012. King County already reporting 19 cases since January. And that's a lot. And those are known cases. So we always have to assume that there's more cases out there. So, Dr. Jeff Duchin, a health officer for public health from Seattle and King County, said the rise in methamphetamine use among opioid users has helped contribute to the spike in cases involving heterosexuals and others not typically considered high risk. They say this is unusual because previously HIV infection among heterosexual injection drug users or persons who inject drugs and don't have another risk factor has been uncommon. If HIV begins to spread in a new population of persons who inject drugs who don't have other risk factors for HIV, there can be a large outbreak. They say there's a large number of susceptible people who are practicing risky behaviors, and they could promote the spread of HIV. Up until now, HIV had not really been circulating in that community. The 8 cases in northern Seattle were discovered through a statewide monitoring program that requires providers to notify officials when a patient is diagnosed with HIV, and at least half of the individuals are receiving treatment. So Dr. Peter Shalit, a primary care physician, told the Seattle Times that I would see this cluster as being the canary in the coal, or the canary in the coal mine, not cause for panic. It just sort of reminds us that the epidemic is not over, and it's going to pop up in places that we're not paying attention to with our prevention efforts. And I agree with that. I wouldn't overly panic, but he's right. This reminds us that the epidemic isn't over. It is going to pop up in places. And don't just assume that because you're not a homosexual male, you're not at risk for HIV. The fastest growing group of individuals coming down with HIV globally are heterosexual women. They believe it's from drug use. So we need to increase our outreach, our testing programs, etc. Do we have a vaccine yet? No, we still don't have a vaccine yet. We do have better medicines to help treat the disease. On Thursday, the FDA approved 2 Merck oral HIV drugs, 2 months ahead of schedule. The drugs are approved to treat adults with the most common strain of the virus and target patients who have received no prior antiretroviral treatment. So, we're doing better. I remember when I was in medical school, we would be in a counseling group, and we would be with people who were recently diagnosed with HIV, and they were talking about it being a death sentence. You know, and they knew that they weren't going to live longer than 10 years. And then nowadays, you know, the average person does really, really well. So, you know, we have this trend of people and drugs and doing things to themselves and being a victim to what they're addicted to. And so we're starting to see more careless behavior. When people panic, that's when mistakes get made. And anybody going through withdrawal will be in panic mode. I've never gone through withdrawal of anything. I've never really smoked or done anything where I would feel that addiction and then the withdrawal of it. But taking care of patients, I think a lot of doctors don't empathize or understand. I don't think a lot of society understands how scary withdrawal is. So when somebody comes in asking for pain medicines and lying to me and trying to trick me and doing all sorts of stuff, I don't look at them as a bad person. I don't look at them as trying to sell it on the street corner. I look at it as, they are trying to avoid going through one of the most horrible things a person could go through. And opioid withdrawal is scary. And so I'll stop and I'll say, look, tell me what happens when you don't get the medication. And you see the fear in their eyes. They'll actually hold their breath. So they'll be like, oh, you know, I'm very careful with it. I've been to surgeons. I've done everything. Yeah. And I'm like, if you didn't get your medicine or you missed, you know, your dose or you run out, what happens? And you see that, and they hold their breath, their eyes widen, and they look at me because they don't really get asked that. You know, they're usually told, no, I'm not going to give you the medication or how much you want. And I hit it right on the head. Like, I think I could read your mind. Now, I know that this could be bad if you don't get the prescription. but describe what happens to you, but be honest. And I give them a look back, like, don't dink around with me. You be straight. What is the process? What happens? And they're like, you feel like you're going to die. I can't move. I can't go anywhere. I have diarrhea. I hurt. It's horrible. Doc, please. It's horrible. And then I'll go, look, of course I'm going to help you. I do not want you going through withdrawal because I need them engaged and I need them relieved. Okay. Cause that's scary. But while we still have that fear, I tell them, I go, look, are you getting tired of dealing with that? This? I mean, you're lucky that I was open today, but what if I'm not available? And I would say 90% of patients will admit, I don't want to be on these, I don't want to be like this. And I'll say, look, if there was another option where you didn't have to go through this scare every single month, would you take that option? And the majority of them say yes. Now, then when I talk to them about rehab and all that, you see them, you know, start to panic. I can't take off work. I can't go through. I can't do all that. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to give you a few to get you by, but you see how you can't continue living like this. So the panic, when people start to panic about going through withdrawal and they have the opportunity to shoot themselves with a needle, you think they're going to care where that needle was? Just like, you know, when you're dying of thirst, somebody could have just licked the whole side of that bottle. You don't care. You're going to, you know, when you're in panic mode or you're desperate, you're not going to stop and think. And so, unfortunately, with the opioid epidemic, I'm not scared of people withdrawing because you don't really die from opioid withdrawal. Yeah, you could get dehydrated. Maybe you might get suicidal because it's so bad. But the opioid withdrawal itself won't kill you. What I fear is the panic people have because the opioid withdrawal is so bad that people do stupid through the panic. I think we have people over-smoking marijuana just to avoid pain coming back. And maybe they're smoking more than they need to. Or they may be over-taking their medication. When they finally do get some pills, they'll pop two or three. They don't want to take a chance. So that fear, that panic drives you to do non-logical things that then puts you more at risk. And that's what we need to identify and stop. But if somebody doesn't get their medication, they start to go through withdrawal, one baby pill isn't going to bring them back to where they need to be. They're going to double do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Doc Dahlia, the 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting. There's a former California college student who tried to be a doctor, was even diagnosing people. I don't know why people impersonate to be a doctor. I mean, I get impersonating celebrities. I get why people impersonate police officers. That's illegal, by the way, but I get why, I kind of get why people are like, yeah, you know, I'm a police officer. And it's like, ooh, okay, I'll leave you alone. I won't bully you anymore. So I see why people will say that. But a doctor, people don't really idolize us anymore, you know? So this former student at the University of California, Irvine, is facing several charges after he allegedly impersonated a doctor on multiple occasions and gave at least one patient a medical diagnosis. That's according to the Orange County District Attorney's Office. Araya Oskuyan, 23 years old, was charged this week with one felony count of providing a medical diagnosis while impersonating a doctor, and 8 misdemeanor accounts of representing oneself as a licensed medical practitioner. That's according to a statement released by the district attorney's office. In May, he allegedly diagnosed a man who was not identified regarding a growth on his neck in a consult room at UCI. On several different occasions between April and June, he allegedly impersonated a doctor at Children's Hospital of Orange County. How the heck did he get in? Well, they say he told a security worker that he was a doctor, and then he would claim he lost his hospital badge and request a temporary one to be issued on each of these occasions. Hospital staff did become suspicious of the defendant, requested verification of his doctor status, and then he's accused of providing the name of a UCI personnel. So he was pretending to be other personnel. So he was arrested, charged Tuesday. He's being held at Orange County Jail, has been released after posting $20,000 bond. The former student could face 3 years in state prison, 8 years in the Orange County Jail if convicted. Yeah, I was asked years ago when this happened where somebody was impersonating being a plastic surgeon and was doing procedures out of their home. And I don't get why somebody would not see those were red flags. But, you know, these people that do, perform these crimes, commit these crimes, they're very wily. They're very smooth. And so how that came about years ago are these so-called doctors or people who would do things like this would say, I'm a physician. We can do it in the office, but, you know, if you're worried about money, if I didn't do it in the office and I did it at my house, and I have everything at my house, I could shave $4,000 or $5,000 off easily. So you're still getting the same doctor, but I could do it at the house, and then it'd be a lot cheaper because I don't have to pay for staff. I don't have to run it through insurance. I don't have to run it. And they're like, oh, okay, well, you know what? That's a good idea. Well, the person never had an office. You see? People know how to, snow you. So you as a consumer, you need to be very thorough with your research. So if you go to see Dr. Smith, before you go to Dr. Smith, contact the medical board. Usually online, you could do a lookup. You could do an online search. You don't have to actually call the board. And you could look that doctor up. Now, somebody could say, well, but there's no pictures attached. Well, at some point, I suppose you could ask the doctor for ID. But usually, Google will have a picture of the doctor. And so, if let's say you have insurance, and the insurance says to go to Dr. Smith, then you look up the medical board. He's licensed there. You see his picture on Google, and then you go in and you see him. There's some verification there. It's really hard for somebody to snow the medical board and the insurance company, and yeah. So, that's a problem. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. We're talking about bail. Did you guys hear how California became the first state to abolish money bail? They say in October 2019, the state's going to replace it with a risk assessment system that has not yet been developed. Criminal justice reform groups have campaigned to end money bail to reduce the number of people kept in jail before trial. But last week, bail opponents pulled their support after last-minute changes to the bill. So money bail, I guess in most states, when you're arrested for a crime, you could deposit money with the court as a guarantee that you won't go on the lam and escape. In the United States, defendants who can't pay the full amount, which could be thousands or millions of dollars, could pay a percentage to the bail bonds agent. The agent posts the bond and then keeps a percentage as a fee. So apparently, according to Washington Post, civil liberties and racial justice groups have been pushing to abolish money bail for years. Apparently, there was a 16-year-old from the Bronx, Khalif Browder, who spent nearly 3 years in jail awaiting trial after he was charged with a theft worth $700. He insisted he didn't commit it. His family could not afford the $900 for a bail bondsman. He spent 2 of the 3 years in solitary confinement and then later committed suicide. More recently, there was a San Francisco man who spent a year in jail after allegedly stealing $5 and a bottle of cologne and threatening to cover a man's head with a pillowcase. Bail was set at $350,000 and he spent most of a year in jail. So they say the high cost of bail bonds can financially destabilize low-income families. Dependents who can't afford bail may spend long periods awaiting for trials for minor offenses. Then they'll lose a job, house, etc. And they say bail also pushes men to plead guilty rather than wait indefinitely in jail for trial. So they say this is a racial issue because many Black, Latino, Native Americans are disproportionately likely to be arrested and disproportionately affected by the money bail. Bail bonds agents and insurance companies, I don't know if they're for it or against it, but if the California law gets rid of money bail, it's going to replace it with pretrial assessments that'll classify people's risk of offending while free. People with low risk will be released. Jurisdictions can choose whether to release people with medium risk. Anyone at substantial risk could be jailed until they're arraigned. So, this California law creates a presumption, right, that people will be held in jail if charged with violent felonies, sex crimes, their third DUI in 10 years, those who have broken the conditions of pretrial release, then those are people that are going to be detained. So, for California, obviously you see what the problem is. They have overcrowded jails. So, if you don't need to keep a person for a few days, or weeks, or months, let them go home. You already have a warrant out for their arrest. They already have to, you know, if they're not a flight risk, why can't they be home? That makes sense. I just don't know the data on how many people flee. If we do have huge flight risks, then that's a problem. And you would think with this money, you know, the hospital system, if they're making money, then they would hopefully be able to increase increase their jails. Speaking of hospitals, there's a lawsuit against Children's Hospital in Philadelphia because a premature baby girl died after being one of 23 infants infected with a virus outbreak in the NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit, back in 2016. Apparently, the child died from the infection. And the lawsuit accuses the hospital staff of negligence and failing to proper hygiene in the baby girl's death. So the suit was filed by a Philadelphia malpractice attorney, Shanine Spector, who said, "It's hard to believe that could happen in 2016, but it did. There was an outbreak of infections in babies in their intensive care unit. 23 infections were observed among infants in the hospital. Each infant contracted this adenovirus, which causes colds, but they got this in the eye, and I guess they examined all the babies, 43 of them, but 23 were infected. Unfortunately, some later went on to get respiratory infections and one died. 1-877-DR-LA, don't go away."
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.
I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.